I used to spend the night at her house, and she only owned like 3 records. I think one was You're Living All Over Me. I don't remember the other one. But the third one was Psycho Candy by the Jesus and Mary Chain. And we would, well, she would listen to it every single night when she went to sleep. And man, that record is so weird at a low volume. Seriously, the mastering is totally meant to be played loud, right? So at a low volume, it kind of just sounds like the ocean, like in the distance. But then, well, she would fall asleep, like, immediately. But when that side ended, the turntable would keep spinning all night. That's what put me to sleep, hearing the needle just drag over the vinyl like that, hearing the steady pops. It ran like that all night and would still be going when we woke up. Yeah. Yeah, silence is weird. This genre, this early slowcore music, like, it does a weird job of blanketing the silence. Like, I don't know if y'all can, but I can totally hear silence underneath everything in these records. It's like negative space in a photo. It's a lot right now. I don't like it. Let's fill it up. Let's fill the room up. Up next, let's listen to Flooding. Yeah, okay, so this is the band Flooding from Lawrence, Kansas, with the song Silver Guilt. Genius Inuretic by A Minor Forest from the Flemish Altruism double LP that came out in 1996 on Thrill Jockey Records, originally from New York City, New York, but then they moved to Chicago, Illinois. And A Minor Forest are originally from San Diego, California, but they moved to San Francisco in 1990. But, like, they're an SF band. Come on, they've always been an SF band. And then we started that off with a really exciting newer band, slow scrams band. That was Flooding from Lawrence, Kansas. And they sound like a Lawrence band, for sure. And that was the song Silver Guilt from the Silhouette Machine LP that came out in 2023 on The Ghost Is Clear Records from Kansas City, Missouri, which is Bobby Johnson's label. He's the vocalist for the Kansas City hardcore band Canyons. Not Canyon, which is one of my favorite slowcore, like proto-post-rock bands. I got really excited when I saw that. But Canyons, the hardcore band, is definitely worth checking out, too, regardless. And then the co-operator is Brian Dooley, who was the guitarist from Tygon, from San Francisco, California. I used to see Tygon all the time. I love that band. It was so random. That was a fun little treat when I was looking this record up. So once again, we're already here. Once again, you're listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. My name is Zoo from all over. You can hear all of our episodes at MaximumRockandRoll.com/radio. You can email Maximum at radio@MaximumRockandRoll.com. Any submissions you'd like to send, send two copies of vinyl or one copy of CD only and cassette releases to P.O. Box 3852, Oakland, California, 94609 in the United States. Any donations can be sent to MaximumRockandRoll.com/donate, and you can subscribe and rate Maximum wherever you find your podcasts. So once again, you're listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. My name is Zoo from all over, and damn, we're almost out of time. We've only listened to like 6 songs, but like that's what my head has been doing all week too. But we gave them the space that they needed to make their point. And sometimes I need to hear something out and let it make its point. Because I've been feeling kind of like I'm hemorrhaging lately. It's weird. I have everything I need. Like, this room right now, there's nothing in it, and that's all I need. And seeing it like this, maybe that's why I did this. I needed to see it like this. See it naked so I can get perspective. Listen to what this room sounds like when it's empty. I don't know. I love this apartment. This place has literally changed my life. I was born in here. Like I was born. Like, the person that I've always wanted to be came to life in here. I really like that phrase, comes to life. You know, it's like life has always been there. I just finally chose to embrace it and do something with it. I'll never experience a time like this again, these past 5 years in here. But like maybe I'm missing out on the next life-changing thing by just staying in here because it works. Because it's all I need. The nothingness is all I need. Is nothing all I want? No, this room deserves more than nothing. I don't know what all I necessarily need, but I won't know what else is out there if I don't go get it. Hey, Morris. I love you, Morris. Thank you. Okay, we've only got 2 more because I only brought 8 records in here with me. I've only been grabbing a few records at a time and bringing them in here with me so I can just let them go with no distractions. So we'll listen to those and then I'm going to leave. Yeah, I'm going to leave this room and go outside. Maybe for good. I don't know. I don't know what I'm saying. But I don't want to be cooped up in the same place anymore. So this is it. I've decided just now, this is my final hurrah of solitude. I'm going to purge myself of isolation. So we'll spend these final moments with just music and four reflective walls. Let the empty room make music too. And these are two great ones to go out on, for real. First up, I mean, if we're going to talk about the origins of both post-rock and slowcore, then of course we got to do June of 44 from Louisville, Kentucky. Total staples, a big feather in the cap of the Midwest emo scene. But, like, more on the slint, like, proto-post-rock sound. Well, listen to the song Take It With a Grain of Salt from the classic Engine Takes to the Water LP that came out in 1995 on Quarterstick Records, which, of course, is a division of Touch and Go Records from Chicago, Illinois. And I just found out that it was recorded by frickin' James Murphy from LCD Sound System. So random. For real, everyone should own this record. Just go get it. Do something with your life. It's not too late. Yeah, it's not too late to do something with your life. And then we'll close out with just one of my all-time favorite songs ever, ever, ever. So triumphant sounding. Kind of the only ray of sunshine through the rain clouds that we'll get today. We'll hear the song Salamander by Office of Future Plans. Yeah, Office of Future Plans. Future Plans. Okay, and that's off their self-titled LP that came out in 2011 on, of course, Discord Records from Washington, D.C. And Office of Future Plans are from Baltimore, Maryland. So once again, you're listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. My name is Zoo from all over. And I'm here in my room that I've earned the right to put whatever I want in. Even nothing. Even just sound waves. It's my room that I can do whatever I want with. Even leave. I love you all very much. This is June of 44 with the song Take It With a Grain of Salt. And then Office of Future Plans with the song Salamander.
We'll be right back. September. The smokestack got the best of us.